They got out of the truck and walked up to the house with their arms wrapped around each other. The front door opened, and Hank Malone stepped out. Ryder barely managed to suppress a groan. "Well, I'll be damned," he said, coming down the front porch steps. "I didn't expect to see you two all cozied up so soon. I heard in town that John set it up so you could get your girl back."
"Hey, Hank, good to see you too. I don't suppose that red Beamer is a rental?" asked Ryder, already knowing the answer.
"Hell no. I need a car to get around in, and you sold my last one."
"I sold it because it belonged to the ranch, and believe it or not, the ranch doesn't need a Beamer.
It's my ranch, and I need it."
Sierra could see the tension and anger building in Ryder.
"Hank, I think Ryder was just trying to get Crooked Creek back on better footing. What, with you not being here?"
"Your daddy may be dead, Sierra, but I'm not. And this is still my ranch."
Ryder glanced at Sierra. She knew that her facial expression showed the pain Hank Malone's words had caused her. Ryder stepped in front of her.
"That's enough, Hank. You want to be pissed at me? That's fine. But you don't talk to my fiancé that way." "Fiancé? That was quick work, boy. But I don't see a ring on her finger."
Ryder pushed by him.
"We were just coming to remedy that. Now, if you'll excuse us."
He took Sierra by the hand, and they went up the steps and into the house.
"If you want to do this later, we can. Maybe it's not the best time."
Ryder turned to her, pulled her into his body, and kissed her hard.
"Oh, no, you don't, little girl. That ring's been missing off your finger for far too long. And you remember what I said about if you ever take it off again?"
She smiled. "Yes, sir."
He chuckled. "Damn right, yes, sir."
They walked into the study, and Ryder opened the safe. There, nestled in a dark blue velvet box, was his grandmother's ring. He pulled it out, opened the box, and once again placed it on Sierra's finger.
"I mean it, Freckles. Don't you ever take it off again."
She nodded solemnly.
"Never again."
"Did I ever tell you how I got my grandmother's ring?"
Sierra shook her head.
"When my grandfather died, my grandmother took off her wedding set and my grandfather's ring. She gave them to me and told me I was to save them for the right girl. She couldn't see being buried with a diamond and a pearl ring on her finger. She replaced both her ring and his with plain gold bands engraved with Always Together and the date they got married. That's what they were buried in."
Sierra felt choked up. She could see the emotion in Ryder, too. "I always thought your grandmother was the ultimate ranch wife. So pretty and so classy. Always a lady. I remember thinking she was going to hate me."
"Sierra, my grandmother adored you. She always knew you were the girl I was going to marry."
Sierra giggled. "I liked her, too. I didn't think we had anything in common until I saw her rope and hog tie a steer. Then I knew she was exactly what I wanted to be."
She was kissing Ryder when Hank joined them.
"Hey, who told you that you could take over my bedroom? I'm not sleeping upstairs. This is my—"
Ryder was bristling, and Sierra knew he'd had about as much of Hank Malone as he was willing to take.
"Hank, you just go ahead and take over your old bedroom. Ryder won't be staying here anyway."
"Well, where the hell is he going to stay?"
Sierra leaned up and kissed Hank on the cheek.
"Why, that would be with me," she said with a giggle.